Plaza Andra Mari. The square around you is called Plaza Andra Mari and is named after the church of the same name that is located here. After the founding of the town, more and more people were drawn to Orduña by the news spread by those who visited it, which spoke of a place with merchandise from faraway lands that enriched all who lived there. Religion was very present in the lives of the people who lived in the town, and for this reason, in addition to building more houses, streets and squares, in the 13th century the Church of Andra Mari was erected. It is one of the two churches in the historic quarter of what is now Orduña, and which is today considered to be an important example of Gothic architecture in Biscay. At first glance, from the outside, Andra Mari looks like a fortress, which is not surprising considering that the church was designed to perform a dual function, both religious and defensive. A visit to the interior of the church offers the possibility to see many of the key features of Gothic construction, as well as different chapels paid for by the wealthy families of Orduña. We can imagine what an honor it was for these noble families to have their own chapel, where they could be buried and venerated. In the chapel of the Arran family, there is a valuable 16th century Hispano-Flemish Gothic altarpiece. And to finish, we recommend you visit the sentry walk around the upper part of the church, a small passageway built so that a sentry could patrol and spot anyone arriving or leaving Orduña. You may be interested to know that opposite the church there is a colourful building, the Orduña Exhibition Centre, where you can learn about the trades and activities carried out in the town's past and present.